It's the WGY Morning News. Paul Lyhander, Diane Donato with you. And joining us on this Thanksgiving holiday, a special treat for a lot of folks who have families and friends and neighbors deployed overseas. We've managed to reach out to just one of them. We'd want to do all of them, but this morning we get a chance to talk to Corporal Matthew Martin. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
You come to us all the way from Afghanistan. So as we talk to you this morning, I think is it afternoon or late evening there?
Here it's Wednesday at 6:40 at night.
And who do you have back here on water relief?
Back home is my wife, who's pregnant with our first daughter. And my brother and sister and my mom.
And will you be able to be in touch with any of them via Skype and different social media things on Thanksgiving?
Yes, I will be. Thanks to some of the upgrades they have out here on Camp Leatherneck, we are able to contact family back home.
Now, Corporal, you're stationed in Afghanistan. Describe what it's like to have to celebrate the certain holidays of the year there, being away from home, being so far away from home. How do you guys pass that time?
They do different events through the command. We'll hire and list, it'll set up events with everybody to be invited to. It's not the same as being home with your family for the holidays, but there's still camaraderie there between you and the guys you're deployed with.
Does that camaraderie extend to meals, or does it tend to be a free-for-all when the holidays come around, those care packages show up, and you start grabbing for things?
They care packages come in with some pretty good stuff, but we have pretty good meals they supply us with now. It's not MREs and that. You know, there's actual food that they bring out, and they cook turkey and all that for Thanksgiving and other holidays.
I just want to say I've had family and friends away on the holidays, and I appreciate so much the sacrifice that you're making, and I also appreciate the sacrifice that your family is making in giving you up on these special days.
Hey, you're welcome.
Corporal, how long have you been deployed over there, and when do you anticipate your return stateside?
I've been over here since about July time frame. It'll be sometime in the early next year that I'll be back.
This number one, number two, number three for you?
This is my first deployment.
Is it everything that you had expected to be in Afghanistan? Describing just kind of how the world continues to shape itself on a day-to-day basis, being there at Camp Leatherneck, being an American soldier, you know, is it everything you had anticipated?
Yes, we go through a 30-day training out in 29 Palms, California. That pretty much will get you ready for what you're going to deal with out here, plus all the training you do on a day-to-day basis preps you for it.
Corporal, are the Afghanis aware of the American holiday, Thanksgiving? Is there anything that, you know, signals to you that they're like, you know, this is a special day for the forces here?
Not that I've personally seen around, but I'm sure that there is some that do know. There's some that we come in close contact with, depending on what you do. So, I mean, there is some that probably do know. But I would say the overall probably does not.
We want to thank you again so much for spending a few minutes with us, because we just feel like talking to you helps us connect with everybody who we are missing on this day.
You're very welcome.
Corporal, we'll make sure we hear from your family, at least spread word to them, and let all your friends and family back here stateside know that you are safe. Corporal, thank you for your service, thank you for your duty, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you also.